This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Wednesday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. The body of a man who was discovered in a boarded up house in Mallow has been identified. Timothy O'Sullivan, who was originally from Carrasaveen in Kerry, spent most of his life in the UK and had lived in Mallow for 10 years. Medical and dental records were used to identify him, and it's believed he was in his late 50s or early 60s when he died in the house in Beecher Street. Timothy O'Sullivan's remains were discovered by Cork County Council staff last Friday as they began work on the derelict house in which he was found. The city's Lord Mayor has called for a knife amnesty in the wake of a rise in violent crime in the city and county. Yesterday, 29-year-old Matt O'Neill from Carrigaline was laid to rest. He died 8 days after a serious assault in the town over Christmas. On Monday night, a teenager was rushed to Cork University Hospital with suspected stab wounds following another alleged assault in the town. The Lord Mayor says now is the time for an amnesty on knives in an effort to discourage youths that are involved in such incidents and ease the anxiety that is being left in communities where such attacks are happening. Cork woke to a low weather warning for snow and ice. The day will remain cold with scattered sleet and snow showers expected, and as a result, motorists are being urged to be extremely cautious on the roads throughout the day. Primary roads have been treated, but caution is advised on secondary routes, with frost and black ice being reported in areas around the county. Microsoft, which employs around 3,500 people in Ireland, is reportedly about to cut 5% of its global workforce. Some roles in human resources and engineering divisions are expected to be cut. Finally, climate change and lack of government funding are being blamed for potholes across Cork. Areas of North Cork, such as Kildare, Shanballymore and Donnerail, have been singled out as among the worst for potholes. Senior council engineers say they're working closely with the Department of Transport on climate adaptation measures to protect roads and say more government funding is also urgently needed.
Get Red FM's News Extra at redextra.ie and check out our other podcasts.
Starting with Rugby in Ireland, head coach Richie Murphy has named his squad for the upcoming Under-26 Nations campaign. Seven Munster players are included in the 32-player panel, including ECC's Danny Sheehan and Jacob Sheehan, Leinster duo Dermot Mangan and Conor Tiernig, as well as Ulster back row James McNabney, were part of last season's Grand Slam winning squad. Leinster hooker Gus McCarthy has been appointed captain. Ireland kick off their campaign against Wales in Colwyn Bay on Friday, February 3rd, followed by a home clash with France on February 10th at Musgrave Park. In the FA Cup, there's one more third round replay tonight. Leeds United welcome Championship side Cardiff City to Elland Road. That kicks off at 7:45. Manchester United are on a 5-game winning streak in the Premier League ahead of tonight's trip to Crystal Palace. By contrast, Palace have lost 4 of the last 5 in all competitions. Kick-off at Selhurst Park is at 8. In Scotland, the leader Celtic host St Mirren tonight at 7:45, while Kilmarnock face second place Rangers at 8. In Gaelic Games, the Sigerson Cup this afternoon, UCC are on the road to ATU Galway. That's at 2:30. And in the Fitzgibbon Cup, MTU Cork face NUI Galway. Throw-in is at 7. Meanwhile, 3 of today's Kearney-Vary quarter-final ties set for today have been postponed due to frozen pitches. St Francis College, Rochestown, St Flannans in Mallow goes ahead at 1:30 as planned. In tennis, the former US Open champion Emma Raducanu is out of the Australian Open as she was beaten by Coco Gauff in straight sets. Earlier, the defending men's champion Rafa Nadal was knocked out. He's beaten straight sets by the American Mackenzie McDonald. Finally, to cricket, Ireland posted a total of 288 for 4 in their first one-day international against Zimbabwe. Andy Balburnie and Harry Tochter with the centuries. Balburnie, though, retiring hurt in his 200th match for Ireland. Zimbabwe are into bat. They need 289 to win. And that's the sport with Grandin's Toyota.
Don't forget to like and subscribe to get Red FM's News Extra daily.